the mainstream film and the art film, the movies and the cinema. This is the unequal divide in motion pictures, and it's a divide that many people don't even know exists. The mainstream film is predictable. There's a conflict, a climax, and a resolution. The good guys win, the guy gets the girl, or vice versa. And in general, there's a happy ending. The interest lies in the variations in plot, what exciting event will happen next, and how it will all work out. The art film, on the other hand, is unpredictable, involving character more than plot, exploring various themes of human life through the story, and thereby conveying meaning or truth of some sort, and sometimes presenting new and challenging styles and techniques. Often there is greater realism. The characters are more like people you might really know, and life is messy and complicated and doesn't always end happily. Now, there really isn't an unbreakable barrier between these two types. Some of the best films have combined elements of both, and these are sometimes the most memorable. The Godfather films in the 70s were enormously popular and successful, but also critically acclaimed and appreciated for their depth and style. But to illustrate the difference, I like to use two examples from the classic era, Casablanca and Citizen Kane. Casablanca is popular in entertainment, with a tough, self-sacrificing good guy triumphing over evil. Citizen Kane, on the other hand, has an ambivalent, often unlikable main character and a time-shifting and multiply narrated story that flaunts its own style while commenting on journalism, business, power, America, and the cult of greed. At the time, in 1941, a lot of people had difficulty understanding Citizen Kane. Its style was so different than what audiences were used to. Now, of course, it's a classic. But having used these examples, it's also useful to notice that they're not pure opposites. There's quite a bit of old-fashioned showmanship in Citizen Kane, just as there are many fine artistic elements in Casablanca. The Hollywood movie has always been primarily a business, which means that the bottom line has always had a decisive influence on what kinds of films are made. But for the last 30 years in particular, the industry has become less and less interested in the basic craft of making a good film, and more determined by pure marketing strategies. Instead of trying to make lots of good films that garner a decent profit, the strategy has been to make fewer films but with much larger budgets, hoping for that really big score, that Star Wars or Titanic or Transformers, that makes huge piles of money, and at the same time offsetting any failures among the other films produced. The target audience is increasingly younger nowadays, the teenage and early 20s demographic, and the content is more focused on sheer spectacle, including intense action and special effects, or on youth-oriented comedy. If a film is a hit, you're likely to see sequels, spin-offs designed to make more money off the same idea. Last year, the top moneymakers were either based on comic books or they were sequels of some sort. Now, take a look at the movie listings for Tucson. You'll see 9 multiplex theaters showing mainstream Hollywood product. 5 of them show first-run films, and they're basically all the same films. The other 4 are discount theaters that get the films after their first run and then show them at lower prices. There are, however, hundreds of pictures released internationally every year that don't play in these multiplexes because they were made by small independents or they're in a foreign language. And a lot of these are what we have come to call art films. I have to say that over the years, I've heard a lot of scorn from regular filmgoers towards art films based on whatever experiences they may have had. For example, art films are boring, slow, pretentious, depressing, or too difficult to understand. And indeed, sometimes art films can be very challenging, which is really the point, because the filmmaker tries to make the audience stretch and experience new meanings, new styles, new ways of perceiving and thinking. Now, to be fair, I've actually heard the same kind of prejudice from the other side, that a mainstream Hollywood film must be junk. The truth is, even the most rarefied cinema lover will enjoy a bit of well-done escapism once in a while. The problem is one of balance. The mainstream film saturates the market, while the art film may come and go so quickly, you don't have a chance to see it. In Tucson, we're very lucky. We have what is called an art theater that shows these independent and foreign films, and we have a couple smaller venues for art films and classic films, so we really have more choice here than a lot of people in this country. I've talked to people in other cities that are bigger than Tucson that have no art theater at all. In addition, a few of our multiplexes have started reserving a single screen for art films, and that shows that there is a market for these movies worth catering to. You know, in some ways, this is a golden age for movie lovers because of the DVD. I think back when cinephiles had to hope for a revival in a local theater or a movie club in order to see an older film, or if it showed up on TV, it was butchered by commercials. Now we can own or rent all kinds of films and watch them at home and study them closely if we want. I've seen hundreds and hundreds of movies at home that I rarely, if ever, would have been able to see otherwise. Still, I believe that there's nothing like watching a movie on a big screen with an audience, and I can only hope that a desire for excellence can once again inspire American films to be better.